Elsewhere, Russia says Syria's opposition coalition is seeking to prevent peace efforts in an attempt to provoke military intervention in the country.
One gets the impression that the National Coalition and its regional responses are doing everything they can to prevent a political process from starting, and by any means, including dishonest work of a public opinion in the West, to achieve military intervention in Syria.
Lavrov says the Syrian opposition is not ready to take part in the upcoming peace talks in Geneva. He also says the opposition's demands are impossible to fulfill. The comments by the Russian foreign minister come a day after the Syrian opposition called for President Bashar al-Assad's resignation as a precondition for participating in the international conference. Meanwhile, independent UN investigators say most Syrian insurgents are not seeking democracy. Brazilian expert Paulo Pinheiro and his team of UN investigators have also warned about the increasing radicalization of the foreign-backed insurgents. Well, chief editor of Voice of Russia radio station, Mr. Dmitry Babich, joins us now on the line from Moscow. Sir, welcome to the program. Let's start off with your opinion on Russian foreign minister's reaction to the impossible demands of the opposition.
Well, I think that the Russian foreign minister was right when he said that the real impediment for the peace in Syria is the Syrian opposition and not Bashar al-Assad's government, because we know the government's position. It has been ready for talks for many months. After all, it was agreed in Geneva last year that the government of Syria would be part of the equation in finding, the way Syria will be governed in the future. Unfortunately, the Western countries have been pushing for a military solution. Now it looks like the United States has started to hesitate, and the United States agreed to co-sponsor, this peace conference together with Russia. But now it's quite obvious who wants to thwart that conference. It's obviously the radical part of the Syrian opposition and some European countries, such as France and Great Britain, who keep talking about some kind of, dictatorial government in Syria, that Bashar al-Assad is not eligible for these talks. Any person who has support of the Syrian population, and obviously a part of the Syrian population supports Mr. Assad, any such person should be a party to talks.
Why do you think that the opposition is being seen as trying to derail any form of peace efforts? And also, what could be the dire repercussions of a military intervention in Syria?
Well, because the opposition won full power, I think that they realize now that if honest elections are held now, they will probably get even less votes than before the start of the civil war, because they reveal themselves to be very radical and sometimes dangerous for serious minorities. So they want a military victory, and they want to achieve that victory by foreign hands, because they themselves are clearly unable to win the war in a short term as it had been planned. So that makes a foreign intervention possible, and this is the reason why there was such a nervous reaction in the West to Russian anti-aircraft missiles. After all, these missiles are not going to hit civilian population in Syria. They cannot hit Israel. They can only protect Syria from a foreign intervention.
From Voice of Russia radio station, Mr. Dmitry Babich, thank you very much for joining us here on Press TV.